Blog Talk Radio.
Should be joining us Shortly, how the hell are you, Virgil?
How the hell are you, motherfucker? You left me out of all the fun today.
Dude, I don't know what happened there today, man. It just happened, man. I just lost my shit in front of God and everybody.
I'd give anything to see that.
Yeah. I call the people sitting there in their mask. I call them sheep. And what part of freedom didn't they understand? And why were they afraid of a virus with a 98% cure rate? You were going to let idiots like this store manager here and this rent-a-pig standing over here telling you what you can and what you can't do in your own fucking country? So I guess I went on for a little while, and the rent-a-pig thought he was going to step up there. He took a step toward the pallet I was on. I said, you touch me, I'll beat you with that arm. I said, I'll rip it off and beat you with it. And then next thing I know, a little bit, Sheriff pulls up, man, and he comes walking up there, and I see him out of my peripheral vision. I turned around, I said, good afternoon, deputy. And I hopped off the pallet, I said, I'm done, and he walked over to my Jeep with me, and he was chuckling the whole way.
Yeah, I saw that guy laughing. I was like, Russell, did we need to get you bail money or what?
The deputy sheriff was coolest to be. He really was.
Mm-hmm. That's going on here in New Mexico. They're mandating that we got to wear a mask out in public and this and that. Well, she didn't mandate it. She suggested it. So it's not actually official, you know.
Mandated.
And everything. So, but I tell you what. Hey, Carmelita, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing awesome. I don't follow the rules.
Neither do I. But you know, well, the governor did extend it to the 15th, but she lifted a lot of restrictions, which is good. I mean, it's, you know, it's a start and everything, but because she got her ass chewed out and everything, and she kind of caved in a little bit. But Michigan, now they liberated themselves. Did you guys see that today?
No.
The governor there.
There was no confirmation on that other than the fucking meme, Joseph. There's not a story anywhere.
It was a live feed, and I was watching it live feed, and it was confirmed because I posted it, and she did state that they're going to open tomorrow. So.
Yeah, they're opening May 1st.
Yep.
And then your New Mexico, that what was it, the Michigan, who is it, Whitmer or whatever the hell her name is. I know that because the Republicans hold both the House and both sides in that state, mm-hmm. and they're going against her. And they're mm-hmm. like, your governor down there is getting her ass handed to her. The governor of Maine, she's definitely getting her ass handed to her. It's basically all Democratic governors when you look at this shit. And then I just had something sent to me that, Trump is not using Dr. Fucky's or Dr. whatever his name is model anymore. Bill Gates is not using his model, not using WHO model. I'm like, hell yeah. So, I mean, those guys are up a shit's creek without a paddle, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, it's unraveling little by little, you know, and everything. So, but when I saw Russell's post, I started laughing and everything. And I was like, he did what I wanted to do. You know? So, right on.
Well,
Russell,
I tell you what.
Right on, brother.
Right on. I wish I could have been there. Yep.
I didn't see it. Look at that post. Where was I?
Well,
but.
I don't know.
You didn't take a video. You should have taken videos of that.
Well, it was just me by myself. I'm sure somebody got a video of it.
What did
Russell do?
What the hell did Russell do?
He ran naked through Costco screaming, you stupid motherfuckers.
Yep.
You are kidding.
No,
you're kidding.
I went to Costco today. And I usually love the place, right? So I went there, and that's where I get my dog's food and their treats and stuff. So I walk up to the door, the first thing goes, some little girl steps in there, and she goes, "Well, we can't let you in without a mask." And I said, "Well, I don't have a fucking mask, sweetie." She goes, "Well, we'll go get you one." I said, "No, don't waste your time. I'm not fucking putting one on." And I said, "Now I'm going to go get what I need." And manager met me at the door, and he was all fucking Nazi and shit like that. There's a bunch of people waiting to get in the store. So I hopped up on some pallets and asked them what their problem was. Why were they acting like sheep? This is America. These people do not have the right to tell you what to do. You know, you are the paying customers. And I called the management Nazis and globalists and told them they were partaking in one of the biggest hoaxes in the world, which I'm sure they were aware of. And then a rent-a-pig decided he was going to step up there and take me out. And he stepped towards me, and I said, "Touch me, and I'll tear that arm off and beat you with it." And I went on with my speech, and I caught a sheriff walking out of the peripheral of my eye and turned around and looked at him, and I said, "Well, I guess I'm done now, folks." And I got a pretty good applause, and I hopped down off the pallet, and the sheriff walked me up. He was chuckling about it.
Oh man, why didn't you get that on video? It would have been awesome.
Right. So
yeah,
I know.
That would have been so
way
awesome.
To go, Russell. Way to go, Russell. So,
oh my God.
But I
tell
oh,
yes.
you, and
it America.
Was bound to happen. Somebody was bound to do it. Why not Russell?
Oh yeah. I tell you what, America too. We will not have to worry about President Donald John Trump getting any type of colon cancer before the election. I can guarantee you that, because our governor, John Bel Edwards, had his tongue 4 feet up the president's ass trying to keep his ass out of trouble.
Yeah,
he went
so
to
was our governor. So was our governor. She did an about face today.
No, my governor was in Washington at the White House with Donald Trump getting his ass fucking reamed out and sucking Donald Trump's ass.
Yep.
Wasn't he there yesterday? Was that today? Though?
Yeah, it was yesterday. It was yesterday he was there.
Yeah,
so
Donald Trump ripped him a new one?
Well, he had to suck Donald Trump's ass so good that Donald Trump will never have to worry about getting colon cancer.
My God.
Well, same thing with our governor. She did the extension till the 15th, but she lifted all the restrictions that she had. Well,
from,
even the church
from my
now, go ahead, Roger.
From my
go
inside,
ahead.
from my inside source. President Trump asked Governor John Bel Edwards, "How come nobody's dying of cancer and heart attacks in Louisiana anymore?
Mm-hmm.
How come?"
Mm-hmm.
Miraculous
and,
recovery.
You know, COVID-19 was the cure for cancer and heart disease and COPD and brain tumors and every fucking
good
thing
stuff,
else.
Oh yeah, that,
so,
I am telling y'all, our wives could have poisoned us in the last 6 weeks, and they would have put it down as COVID-19, and they would have got away with it.
Yep.
Not
well,
me.
I wouldn't have got away with it. I asked our news reporter the same thing yesterday, the one I'm always in contact with, and I told him, "Say, hey Doug, let me ask you a question." He was like, "What?" I go, "Did they actually have a magical cure for all the diseases now? Because all you hear is COVID-19. He laughed. He goes, "I know what you mean."
Hey, guys, well, wait a minute. Doesn't marijuana actually helps with cancer? Marijuana actually helps with a lot of things, right? So you notice they kept all the marijuana stores, all the dispensaries are open. All of them. They're all open.
Yeah.
Trust me, they're all open. So why isn't marijuana curing COVID-19?
Yep, they opened today here.
No, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yep.
Well, it's not that it's curing it. If you smoke enough of it, you don't give a fuck if you got it or not.
Yeah, pretty much.
But anyway, there was a serious incident yesterday that went down. I still haven't heard anything, Carmelita, but there was something about New York shutting down all the flights in the North Carolina yesterday. And
yeah, they're all shut down. There's no flights from New York to North Carolina. None.
Yeah, and they're not saying why, you know, because I was asking Derek about it today. He said he hasn't heard about it, but he's going to check into it. But they're not
saying
what the reason is.
Are no flights are allowed from New York into North Carolina. My friend Lexi and my other friend Robin, they work for Southwest Airlines. It is confirmed and everything else. And it's just out of New York to North Carolina. And I'm trying to get you know, a handle on as to why that's going on. But I honestly, I'm telling you, there's some other shit going on behind the scenes. I know I was talking to a friend. The FBI went to investigate the numbers in New York. I knew that. And it's very odd. I think they're going to send investigators here to Maryland as well because, see, it's really funny. Elijah Cummings, okay, this girl Kim, this one young woman who was running Republican for the 7th district, the Elijah Cummings district, she was way ahead of McFoomy. And McFoomy came out of nowhere, and it was given to him. The position was just given to him, okay? This guy is a piece of shit. He's a piece of cow dung, okay? He's the president of the NAACP, but he's gotten in a lot of trouble before, okay, when he was in Congress. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, McFoomy is now in Elijah Cummings' district. He took his seat. We didn't hear anything about this
voter
election.
Fraud.
We didn't hear shit about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We didn't hear shit about this election, I'm telling you. It was not – nothing on the news, hardly anything being said about it. And now all of a sudden this asshole's in there.
Well,
and,
it's not voter fraud. It was an appointment.
Well, whoever appointed him, I'm telling you right now, a lot of people are going to end up pushing the recall. A lot of people are going off on Hogan, too. But Hogan's only in until 2022. He's done. He can't be, you know, governor anymore. And, you know, but from what I understand, I'll tell you, everybody is looking at the way these Democratic governors are the ones, they are the main ones holding down their states, holding down their economies. Mm-hmm. I just found out from a friend, and this girl, she don't even make this much money, I mean, when she's working. She's getting her unemployment, okay, regular unemployment that she's supposed to get based on her salary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And $600 on top of it. Weekly.
Well, Susan got stimulated day before yesterday.
I haven't gotten
mine. She got stimulated.
Yet. I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
She
got
stimulated.
I'm on SSI, but I haven't gotten mine. My cousins got theirs yesterday, so there's some that's gotten them. There's some that haven't gotten them yet. So, you know.
I don't understand that because those who are on SSDI, I think those on disability,
so,
don't they get it?
So, so thank you, President Trump, for the Texas Roadhouse today. It was good.
But,
you went to Texas Roadhouse? I thought they were closed.
They're doing curbside, baby. We got curbside down here in Louisiana.
Yeah, curbside pickup. Same thing here.
And,
curbside pickup.
And Twin Peaks is going to pick up the winter shades on outdoor dining, and we fixed to kick up an outdoor dining by next week or so.
Yep. They're going to do that here in Albuquerque starting tomorrow. Pick up curbside Chick-fil-A. You can go out and pick up now and everything. So, but, yeah, the gun shops are going to be opened up tomorrow, but by appointment only. Golf courses are open.
Appointment only? What the hell is that?
Yeah, appointment only. And golf courses are open. Let's see. Well, the churches are actually finally opened up now. She lifted that restriction, so, and everything. But we'll see, you know. But she did an about face, man, let me tell you. You know, and everything. So, But Russell, I'm proud of you, man. The more I think about that, the more I wish you could have had a lot.
I'm telling you, man. I'm so proud of my brother. I swear to God, I just wish I could have been there.
I wish I was there. You live streamed.
Even my roommate Trish was laughing about it.
Can you imagine?
Which state is Virgil in? And which state is he in?
Texas.
Which state is Russell in? Texas?
Texas.
All right. You know what? Put your damn camera on so we can have a live feed to this shit.
And it was
Can y'all imagine if Hurricane Ann would have been with him? She would have shit all over herself.
The ass chest you gave me yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You got in trouble for not wearing a mask.
I refuse. Well, I will not comply to something that violates my rights.
I did that too. I walked into the store. I was so proud of myself, and there was four mm-hmm. other people with me with no mask on. God, what
I'm
I wanted walk back down.
I'm not trying to be an ass about it, but I have health issues. Why should I be forced to wear something over my face?
I look at it like this. I've been out working in this shit every day since this thing went down.
Exactly.
Every fucking day. I haven't worn a mask. Just did the basic hygiene stuff. Hey, let me tell you something. That mask is not to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
That mask is a symbol of your submission. Everybody who looks at you when you're wearing that mask goes, oh, well, he's one of the herd. I better follow the herd. Or they're not going to let me in here. And they're not going to let me do that. So when Bill Gates comes out with his miracle vaccine, now let's not forget that Bill Gates, you can look this quote up, okay? Bill Gates said he's a big globalist, depopulation guy. And his exact words were, we can reduce the population 10 to 15% through vaccines. So they've been, I guarantee you, they've been poisoning you with these vaccines for years already. And this one's going to be the
right
to do. And this is where
they're reducing the population anyway. I mean, look at how many babies are being aborted. All the clinics that are still open. That's a reduction of population right there.
But you know, you add another 10 to 15% of the world population, you know, that's another 600 million people. But the thing we've got to remember here, folks, that we get wrapped up in different things, but you've got to keep your mind on the master plan, okay? So, they've got this. This isn't really working out like they thought it would. The American people are getting fed up with it. And it's gotten to the point to where people are starting to rise up and say enough is enough.
Yep.
But you got to remember the part. So I would not be surprised. I hope it does not go through. I hope there's enough people to get sense to say, no, we will not comply. But I'm going to tell you right now what the next step is they're going to try. And I don't think they have enough to pull it off. But it's going to be, well, you know, to really make sure everybody's safe, you have to be vaccinated, and you have a digital ID card, or some people think it's going to be a chip or whatever. And you can't work. Let me say this, you can't work, you can't buy, you can't trade, you can't do anything. You are absolutely ostracized from society if you do not commit to this. And that is definitely going to be the mark of the beast, and you will be tracked every time you take a step from that point on.
Yep.
It's not like they can't track you now. They can your phone
whenever
they want to. But this
that
is
right.
Step. And if they're allowed to push that through, we have lost the country. It is over.
Yep.
It is done. The next
they're not
going to
push
start,
that through. I think they woke up too many
people like
guys.
Us killing us.
I'm going to nickname it right now. You know how when you got to take your pet to the vet and you got to get him inoculated for rabies? Then they give you that little silver tag to put around his collar showing he's been inoculated from rabies. You're going to have to get your dog license.
Well, fuck that. I'll be buying that shit in the alley like you can buy guns these days. Go in Baltimore City. You can buy a gun for $30. I could buy a fucking license, vaccine license for $20. Not a problem. It'll be on the black market before long, I tell you. But people are waking up. It's not just one party that's waking up. It's both parties that are waking up. This affected not just one party across the board. What these dumb fucks did, excuse the expression, is they hit everyone's livelihood. I mean, Democratic, liberal, Republican, independent, constitutionalist, whatever. They hit them all in the pocket, and people are like, what the fuck? These individuals out there, I mean, look at the nurses. I can tell you right now, nurses that have been furloughed, doctors that have been furloughed, these individuals are pretty much saying, well, fuck you. All they got to do, and I understand what you're saying, Russell, but you have to admit, people are waking the hell up, man, because these protests, they are just small protests. I mean, they are protesting, like, and it's getting more and more in numbers.
The thing that's scaring me is you got some people that's watching these protesters. You got some people that's going to these militia units, and they're bringing guns to these protests. And I mean, look, you get somebody with bad understanding and a hot head. I mean, that creates a volatile situation right there. I mean, they don't know what they're messing with. I mean, all it took was one shot to start the Revolutionary War. And all it's going to take is one shot to start the Second Revolutionary War. What Russell calls is the restart. You know, the complete restart. And it's going to get fucking out of hand.
What about their leaders? I mean, the militia's leaders, hopefully they have good leaders. Hopefully the people have common sense. I mean, shit, if you're going, you know, I mean, like you say, Virgil, if you're going to have a fucking gun, you got to have common sense. You got to have some sense of responsibility.
Carmelita,
you got to know
Carmelita, here is the American ideology. Okay, here's the American ideology. A person is smart. You're smart. Russell's smart. I'm smart. Joseph is smart. A person is smart as an individual. When you get people together, people are panicky, dumb, and dangerous. Take what's going on now for an example. Take what's going on now. You get a group of people and get them set into a momentum. I'm going to tell you what, you got a problem. They got a problem.
And if they think
four or five police officers standing in front of the governor's office in some city or somewhere is going to back off these protesters for much longer, they got another thing coming.
Yeah, I know. That's concerning, too. Look at the Sergeant of Arms.
Quality control of five or more in a group. That's why they're doing that.
They're not going to have it. They have Sergeant of Arms today. Remember what happened today. Look what happened when the protesters showed up and they had armed protesters. I mean, a lot, and then they're already labeling us, Virgil. I mean, come on, Russell, you know that. They're labeling all veterans and everything. They got us labeled as a fucking right-wing,
Well, you see, they can't label us anymore.
Yeah.
They can't label us anymore because they're going into gun stores. They're wanting to pay under the table to get guns now, these Democratic progressives. They want to argue with the people. Why I got to wait 3 days? Why the cooling off period? I got the money right here. Hey, you pushed for this shit.
That's just what happened in North Carolina, Virgil. That's what happened when I was down there. And I went to get purchased another gun.
It's not only North Carolina. It's not only North Carolina. It's down here in Louisiana, too. I go to Jim's Firearms all the time. I go talk to Brandon all the time at Bayou Gunslingers. I talk with them all the time. You know, they got people that are coming in there. You know, here, I'll buy this from you. I'll buy it. No, you got to go through the background check and everything, man.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go through the background check. I'll lose my license.
Yep.
I'll go to jail.
Yep, the owner had somebody go off on him in North Carolina. He says, look, you're the one who voted this shit in, so you're going to go through the same process everybody goes through. So there's a waiting process. You're going to have to wait.
Well,
and the one guy was like,
friend,
I just want to pay for
my
weapon
friend,
and leave. I want to pay.
My good friend, Kyle Landry. Kyle Landry, he works at Jim's Firearms in Baton Rouge. Kyle Landry told me a guy came in there and told him he would pay $1,000 for him to get to make an AR-15 shoot fully automatic. Kyle told him, you get the fuck out of here and don't come back.
Well, you see, well, we don't have that in Texas. There's no wait time in Texas. You can walk right in there, pay for your shit, walk out the door with it. Now, they've been pushing and trying to do, but we've kind of put our foot down on that, you know. I think Governor Abbott, and I think that's why Speaker Brennan's on his way out. I mean, he's done. I don't know if he decided to retire or what, but he's leaving the Texas House over just that thing. We had constitutional carry come out of committee, go to a vote on the floor, and he wouldn't bring it to the floor.
Well, you see, Russell, with Jim's and Brandon's doing it, Bayou Gunslingers, okay, they'll sell you the gun. They'll sell you the background check, but they'll interview you and ask you, you know, is this your first time buying a gun? Is, you know, they want to know. Because, you know, they don't want to turn somebody loose like a lunatic or whatever. You know, this lady, she was in gym that the black lady I told you about that was, built like a brick shit house supermodel. She was in there and she wanted to buy a 5.7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it was her first time buying a gun, and that is a very expensive and very powerful gun. I mean, the ATF has been trying to get them banned for God knows how long. I mean, the liberals and everything. I mean, that is a very, very, very expensive and powerful gun. It's $1,600. Well, he told her he was going to have to order her one, but he asked her to come in there because they have a shooting range in the back, and he asked her to take instructions, to take a gun safety course before she got the gun. And she willfully did it. She willfully came in there for 3 days, took a gun safety course, and then she got her gun. You know, I mean, it's common sense. It's common sense.
Yeah.
But you got people that are coming into these gun stores and these pawn shops and everything wanting to buy weapons under the table, and they're all these fucking former anti-gun motherfuckers. And I mean, they're flying off the shelves. They're flying off the shelves down here.
Yeah. Well, even the liberals are finding out. They screwed themselves when it comes to guns.
Bayou Gunslingers went through 150,000 rounds of ammunition. 150,000 rounds of ammunition in 5 days.
Yep.
That's saying something.
What? Didn't they come to you, Virgil, wanting ammunition? Because he was out.
Yeah. Brandon called me up. He said, you got any 223s? Yeah, you got his 223s to spare? 45, 9mm? I said, you know, what I got, Brandon, is what I got. You know, I ain't selling none of it. I got people calling me all the time. Ammunition. I'm not selling none of my ammunition.
Ditto on that.
All right.
I've given some away to my, you know, my very, very close friends who I consider, you know, who I consider family, but, you know, that's just, you know, maybe about 500 rounds or so, but,
I just need a Mossberg, okay? I need a Mossberg 12 gauge. So if anybody finds one out there, can you please let me know? Because I'm fucking tired of going to every gun store around and nobody's got it.
You need a shockwave. You need a shockwave.
I got one
more
bird. I need another. Well, I need a nice ass 12.
You need a Mossberg shockwave.
I got one of those. I need another one.
I tell you what, man. That stuff tickled me. Y'all take y'all's expensive Mossberg and stuff like that. And about 3 years ago, IRA came out with their M5. 18-inch barrel, pump action, vented, 12-gauge. And the price on them was so good, I bought two. And that has turned out to be the best shotgun I've ever owned. The action on it is smooth. It is a great weapon. And I'd embarrass y'all if I told you how much I paid for both of them.
Well, I want to know.
I paid $400 for both of them.
$400 for both of them?
You see, Carmelita, what you got to realize is that, you know, you're wanting to buy a tactical shotgun. Well, when you add that word tactical on there, you're adding a dollar amount, okay? You're adding a high dollar amount for a regular shotgun that looks really, really evil. But you can go buy
a regular shotgun. I got one of those.
Okay, but do you know you can legally cut that down to 19 3/4 inches?
Well, see, that would take a really good. That would take a really good gunsmith, and I don't really know.
No, it does not take a really good gunsmith. It does not take a really good gunsmith.
I'm not doing that.
It takes a tape measure and a cheap pipe cutter from Harbor Freight Tools. I do them all the time.
I got one of those laying around. I got none of that laying around.
You got a Harbor Freight Tools? Everybody's got a Harbor Freight Tools around.
Then you better tell me where it is at Fort Bragg.
Well, I know they got a maintenance department. If they got a maintenance department, they got a fucking hacksaw in that son of a bitch.
I try to stay as far away from any of those fucking commands I possibly can now. I escaped there. I'm retired. I'm happy, and I do not want to run into anybody I know that I have shit with.
what you really want, okay, you want something that is compact with a lot of knockdown power, but you want it in a shotgun form, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Roger.
Go buy yourself a 6.5-shot circuit judge pistol that shoots 410, 45, long coat. And I guarantee you, they make some ammunition for that thing, some 410 ammunition that will fucking knock a fucking softball hole through somebody.
All right, let me ask you what you think about this one. Hold on.
Let me bring it up.
I've got a buddy of mine, David Babin. He went and bought a circuit judge, and I tell you what, I would rather get kicked in the nuts every day of my life for the rest of my life than get shot by that son of a bitch.
Right.
Well, on my secondary and my shotgun, I stagger my round. On my shotgun, I run buckshot, slug, buckshot, slug, buckshot, slug, buckshot. And on my pistols, I run a full metal jacket hollow point. Full metal jacket hollow point. The reason you want to stack your rounds through there is like that is you never know when you're going to need to shoot for yourself. You know, like a windshield or whatever. And
Try that 12 gauge Sabo Supersonic they got out now, Russell. Try that son of a bitch. It'll blow a fucking hole in anything. You can throw a full grown house cat through that son of a bitch and him not touch the sides.
What about the DP-12, guys? What about the DP-12?
I had a friend of mine last month shot a fucking hog with one of them supersonic sabos, and that was the nastiest motherfucking hog I ever cleaned in my life. I almost gave up. I almost said, fuck this, y'all clean this nasty son of a bitch. I mean, that son of a bitch, it took 4 hours to clean that son of a bitch, all the blood and everything out of it. I mean, he just imploded him.
Damn. In other words, it almost cleaned it for you.
We couldn't find the heart or the liver. It blew the heart and the liver out of him, out of a 240-pound hog, wild hog. He hit him in the ribs, and we looked, and where's his heart? Where's his liver? It was gone. He blew it completely out. I mean, the rib cage, I could have put my arm clean through that hole of his rib cage and not touch the sides of it.
Well, at least he went quickly. No suffering. Quick death. Right?
Wow.
That's how I'm looking at it.
I mean,
pretty
Russell,
big hole.
Seriously, man, it was like this fucking hog hit a claymore, man. It was like it brought back bad memories on me. I saw that shit.
Why would you even bother with that? That's bad.
He don't shoot. I told him. I said, you shoot another hog with them motherfuckers. Y'all call somebody else to help y'all clean this shit.
Yeah.
You can't shoot that son of a bitch in the head. You don't shoot it with that.
Hey, Carmen.
Right.
He said, Uncle Virgil, I didn't. What's that?
In the answer to Carmelita's question, she was asking what thought about the BP-12. And anytime you get into shotguns like that, that's more, to me, it's more a toy thing than anything else, all right? Other than very super short range, it's absolutely worthless.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying it's a bad weapon. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just talking about from my experience and what I prefer. And anytime you find yourself in a situation where you need to fire more than five or six shotgun rounds before you can get to your primary or your secondary, you've made some very bad tactical mistakes.
Well, my conceal is a 9. And then I also have a sidearm. But see, that now I have a 9 that I can conceal, okay, because it's smaller than my other one. Because I have a 6L or 9mm as well, wood grain. Now, that's a little harder to conceal, okay? So I went with a smaller. And
the only thing I have, I like,
but I don't really like it. I just don't like it. I don't know why. I just don't like the feel of it.
Now the upside on the stuff like BP-12 is, it's scattered short, very short, it's short range and stuff like that. But you can carry it and conceal it very easily under an overcoat, and the weather's cold enough up there where you are, where you can get away with wearing overcoat and stuff, and it does conceal nicely under an overcoat.
Well, Russell, I'll tell you what. See that shockwave, that Mossberg shockwave? My buddy David brought that over here, and he said, man, he said, how can I make a holster or something for this? Well, I told him, go back home and get your vest. I thought of something up. And I've got those old Prick 77 antenna bags. You know, the tote bags for your antennas for your Prick 77?
Uh-huh.
I got two of those. And what I did, I just took a knife and I cut some of the thread out of it. And I opened it up a little bit. And I fixed it to the back of his body armor. And that son of a bitch fit right in there. All he's got to do is reach with his right arm and that son of a bitch is coming out. Grab that bird beak and it's coming out. Right there. And he said, man, look, I carried that through the woods with me and everything, man. Yeah, that's all right, yeah. So he loved that. So, I'm planning on getting me one when I get a little bit of money, and I'm going to rig one up on the back of my body armor as a backup. But those things are nice, man. Those things, those shockwaves. And I tell you what, at about a 30-yard, pace off, Russell, they hold a pretty good pattern. They hold a pretty good pattern with number one buckshot. About an eight inch pattern.
At 30 yards?
That ain't at 30 yards.
You're talking
that ain't
about
bad.
The 500 Mossberg? Is that what you're talking about, the Mossberg 500 shotgun?
The Mossberg yeah, the Mossberg 500 is semi-automatic.
With the
yeah,
pistol
it's a 590.
Grip?
Yeah.
590?
The Mossberg.
It's got the pistol
yeah.
grip, right?
I think the 590, yeah, it's got a bird beak. It's called a bird beak. It's not a pistol grip. If you put a pistol grip
okay,
on
you
it,
you got a Mossberg
590 shotgun,
12 gauge, 14 inch barrel.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think the 590 is the semi-automatic. The 500 is the pump.
Yeah, the 590 semi-automatic. It's $279.
That ain't bad.
From Mossberg and Son.
Shit, no.
That is a good price, actually.
Yeah, you goddamn right. It's a good price. They got them at Academy all day long.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It says Mossberg 590. It says Mossberg 590 Shockwave at Mossberg and Sons, $279 plus shipping
wow.
and handling.
Wow.
That's what it says.
So you're looking at about 310. 310,
yep,
330.
I'm looking at right now. Okay, I'm going on here right now at Ammo Ran. Hold on. Fuck it. I'll just buy it. Hold on.
And, you know, Russell, I shot this little thing, and, I mean, it kicks like a fucking army mule, but, I mean, with the 3-inch magnums in it. But I can tell you what. You throw that fucking solid steel duck shot, that waterfowl shot in there with a couple of buck shots or a dragon's breath, you're going to fuck some shit up, brother. You're going to fuck
yeah.
some shit up.
Yeah, it says right here, Mossberg 590 Shockwave, OF, Mossberg and Sons, $279.99 plus shipping. A compact pistol grip self-defense shotgun that's also NFA exempt, Mossberg 590 Shockwave. Now you got the 590. The 590 is actually the pump action sport.
Yeah,
it's a pump action, and it has a 14-inch barrel and a unique bird's head. Pistol grip instead of a full buttstock, making it compact and highly maneuverable. Ideal for a personal defense shotgun. And then you got the, it's only $279.99.
That's a damn good price. I'd jump all over that just to have it.
But I tell you what, Carmelita.
Yeah.
If you're gonna try and do, you know, one of these videos of you holding your arm straight out and shooting that son of a bitch, don't do it with the 3-inch magnum shell in there. Don't do it with 12 gauge 3-inch magnum. Because I'm gonna tell you what, you're gonna end up splitting your head right in the middle. It's gonna come back on you. I mean, as big as I am, I barely held that son of a bitch.
Damn. Yeah, I got knocked on my ass. Somebody gave me a smart ass. We had gone hunting, and I forget what fucking weapon they gave me to shoot. And I'll tell you what, I did not have. I'll be honest with you, I did not have. Didn't expect the kick that it gave me, and I did not have the proper grip on that weapon. I went right on my ass, right on my ass.
When I used to deer hunt. I bought a 300 Weatherby Magnum to hunt the power line and pipelines. And I tell you what, when as big as I am, I pull that trigger, and I had a pad on it. Oh, yeah, it left a blue mark on my shoulder. That 300 Weatherby Magnum is something else.
Well, this here, it says Mossberg 590 Shockwave 12-gauge shotgun deal. It's on sale right now at Ammoland.com. You could buy it online. And all I got to do is put M8Y in there for checkout. And you get it for that price. And that includes our price calculations. Well, it says it does not include FFL transfer fees or taxes. So you mileage may vary. Your mileage may vary.
Hey guys, it's about that time. You want to continue, or do you want to call Lori Knight? Or
well, just a little trick with them 12 gauge shotguns, okay? Anybody ever out there, I know Russell's probably heard of this. Anybody ever heard about cutting a shell? Cutting a shell? You know, like a bird shot or a buck shot or whatever. You know, cutting the hull on the shell. You take your pocket knife and you go about a quarter inch above the brass on the shell, and you cut that plastic. Don't try not to cut it all the way through, but try to cut it just as thin as you can get it to the center, to that wide. Uh-huh. And we used to keep that in case we ran up on a deer in the woods, and it would act like a slug. And the whole thing would go down the barrel, and boy, when it hit something, it'd make a hole.
I bet.
I tell you what, you do that with a shotgun shell, you will down everything from fucking Hogzilla to Godzilla.
Well, I got for my closing remarks this evening, Joseph, I would just like to say, don't be sheep. Stand up for your rights. You are Americans. We are free people. This is our country. Don't be submissive to a tyrannical government, whether it's federal, state, or local. And with that being said, I do think it's a good idea for some of you people to wear a mask all the time, because y'all just fucking ugly.
But hey, look at it like this, though, guys. At least we can walk inside banks now and wear a mask.
It wouldn't hurt my fucking feelings one bit if Maxine Waters wore a mask 24/7. Or Whoopi Goldberg. Or Rosie O'Donnell. Or Nancy Pelosi. Now, Kamala Harris could wear one, but she'd have to cut a hole in the middle of it, you know, to keep her job.
I haven't heard much out of her lately. She's been really quiet.
Of course she's quiet. She's going to be VP.
I'd like to thank Bloomberg for the compliment he gave us that all gun owners are unsophisticated hicks. You know, I really like that remark.
Yeah.
He made that remark, and I put up there, I said, we're sophisticated enough to take down your dumbass.
He'd be calling to protect him.
Well, my friend Nathan's on the phone with me.
Somebody just needs to get the motherfucker some green curly toe shoes, a bottle of fucking helium to breathe, and teach him to sing Follow the Yellow Brick Road, okay?
No, doesn't he remind you of a lollipop kid? He reminds me of a fucking lollipop kid from
The
Wizard of Oz.
Right. Yes.
I mean, I looked at him and I said, I swear to God, he was in The Wizard of Oz when he was younger. Yesterday I was talking to my friend Megan, because tomorrow I make my full move, you know, because I'm getting all my bikes and motorcycle and everything, and she's going to do that, but we didn't have anybody pull the boat. So I'm headed back home tomorrow, and we were talking about all kinds of shit. Now, her guy, he was a contractor. Now, he had a great job. He had a great job at Aberdeen, guys. Let me tell you, he was the one who actually had to fire all these new weapons and let them know when things were wrong with them and tell them what they had to do to fix them and everything. So I'm on the phone with her yesterday. We're having this conversation. I swear for a good old hour or so. She says, you know what, Carmelita? I swear to God, you're on a watch list. You're on a fucking watch list. She says, there's people listening to us right now. I know it. I said, what? What are you talking about, man? She says, because she says, some of the shit that comes out your mouth. She says, I don't know if I want to drive
you. Well,
I'll
tell you what. I wish I could hit the Powerball and get all of us together down at that ranch in Texas where they got them fucking tanks and armored personnel carriers and all that other shit.
Yeah,
I forget the name of it. That's on my bucket list. I'm gonna go down to that exotic hunting ranch and I'm gonna shoot that Sherman tank. I'm gonna shoot that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop that motherfucker off. It's the last motherfucking thing I do on God's green earth. I'm going to shoot that motherfucker.
Where the hell is that?
And knowing you, you do it.
It's on the other side of San Antonio. The other side of Austin, Texas. And they've got Sherman tanks, he's got German tanks, he's got tank batteries, 50 calibers, 30 calibers. I mean, you can go out there. I don't know what the price is. I'm pretty sure it's high as a giraffe's asshole to go out there
and
shoot all that
shit. Did we have him on the show a while back, Virgil? Did we have him on the show a while back?
No, we didn't have him on the show. The video's on YouTube. Sherman Tank in Texas. Look it up, and it's the ranch. And you can go out there and shoot anti-tank guns, howitzers. You can drive the Sherman tank. You can. They let you fire the main gun, the 37mm, out of the. But you got to do it off a lanyard. He won't let you be inside the tank to shoot it. You got to pull a lanyard that's run down into the tank for safety reasons, which. You know, I mean, a 70-year-old cannon, even though it is shooting an aluminum projectile, you know, I can pretty much see that. You know,
right.
I mean, this shell. I don't even think Stormy Daniels could take that shell all the way down to the bottom, if you know what I mean.
right.
But it's on my bucket list. I am going to do it.
I'm looking that shit up now, guys. I'm going to get off of here. I'm going to go. I'm looking that up.
Right.
I'm going to go look it up.
Fine. So if you guys want to, we can continue or go ahead and close the show and come back on Monday.
I gotta bring the old lady to pain management tomorrow. She got an early morning appointment, and I got to get some tires changed on the pickup truck. So
yeah.
Go ahead, Russell.
Oh, no, I'm just going to say, yeah, so we've got real jobs. We have to get up and go to work. So.
Right. So, anyway,
oh,
we'll
I'm
be back
sorry.
Monday
I'm
night.
Just a lame-ass retired veteran just sitting around doing nothing.
Plus, I'm watching a Chicago PD marathon. Hank is kicking ass on this song, bitch. I love this fucking show. I could party
with
Hank.
Russell, we are proud of you, brother. We are proud of you.
Next time, if you do it again, could you let me know? So that way I can, I can try to catch a flight to Texas. I don't think I'll get there in time for you to stand on top of a pallet. But I damn well want to video that shit.
I would have been up there, Russell. Next time we just get up there and shout, Rebel Ridge!
Hold your fucking shotgun in the air and yell that.
I'm telling you, Russell, if they want you to put the mask on, put the mask on. Just strip down buck naked and go in that motherfucker. With the mask on?
I would do it.
Well,
I'll do it with you, Russell. I will
That's
do it with
deal.
You. You have my word. I will do it with you. If you'll go buck ass naked through Costco with just a mask on, I will go through Costco buck ass naked with just a mask on.
Now, all y'all gotta remember, you know, to prevent going to jail, all you gotta do is remember, you gotta run out of Costco and run into Medium and start eating grass when the cops up there.
Yep.
What? You want me to fucking what? Eat grass?
Yeah. That's what I do when I get pulled over by DOT. When I get pulled over by a state trooper in the truck, I strip all my clothes off, jump out the cab, and say, scream, they're going to kill us all. And I run in the medium, start eating grass. Hey, they can't write you a ticket for going crazy.
Well, hell no. Russell, you save a lot of money like that. You better pick up some bud. You better sit it in a certain spot, Russell, amongst the grass. And then when our asses run out of Costco buck-ass naked, make sure you head towards the wheat, okay, the right kind of grass, because that's the only fucking way I'm going to go to
y'all
jail.
Y'all heard it right here. Y'all heard it right here on Meganese Nation now.
Russell ain't a weed head. He's a peyote chewer. He's a peyote chewer.
Oh, screw that. I ain't. Well, you can throw the peyote on your side of the grass. I'll throw my grass on my side of the grass. Just leave it at that.
All right, guys. We'll go ahead and close, and we'll come back Monday. So y'all be safe and be careful out here.
Good night, America.
Good night, America.
All right. Good night,
America. Stay free.